Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Welcome to another episode of Love and Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, we are going to dive into the return of Mom Talk with season two of the popular Hulu series, The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. All 10 episodes have dropped on Hulu at one time, but I'm here to recap the drama from the first three episodes. I will be breaking down this probably in three episode batches just because all 10 at once to cover it could be the longest podcast ever because there's so much to unpack in this season. But without further ado, folks, thank you guys so much for the continued support of the Love and Reality Podcast, whether it is here on YouTube or whether it's listening on all podcast platforms with where this the Love and Reality Podcast is available for each and every one of you to digest. If you do me a favor, if you're here on YouTube, do me a favor, hit that likes, comment, subscribe. Let me know what your thoughts on Mom Talk and season two. And then, of course, if you're listening on podcast platforms, if you could do me a favor, hit that subscribe button. Subscribe. Get the new podcast episodes right now. I'm covering Vanderpump Rules from the beginning with my good friend Matthew Fox. We have some new fun shows coming out in the very near future. Lego Masters, Destination X, Sneaky Links. And of course, right around the corner is Love Island, USA making its return. So there's a lot going on, a lot to cover, and I can't wait to break it down with all of you guys. That being said, let's go ahead and dive into the scandalous world of Mormon Mom Talk. It's back and bigger than ever. When an original swinger from their infamous sex scandal makes a surprise return, friendships are threatened to unravel as secrets, lies, and allegations explode. In the battle for the soul of Mom Talk, will betrayal shatter the sisterhood, or will the truth set them free? All right. The first episode was titled The Book of Revelations, and everyone is heading into Gracie Liu's cowboy pillow influencer event. Mom Talk has become, we get the basically the unpacking of Mom Talk becoming this cultural phenomenon. And of course, we shouldn't be shocked, right? The church hasn't been exactly fond of how they're trying to shape the church. But honestly, at the end of the day, does that really surprise anybody? Absolutely not. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's surprised that the church is not happy with how they're being portrayed on this show. I mean, duh. All right, but Whitney arrived at the event, and of course, the ladies aren't too thrilled about it because she has blocked all of them, unfollowed them, and is no longer part of Mom Talk. Whitney was kind of pinned as the villain, she said, as everyone is mad because she hasn't apologized. We get a montage of her talking about having no regrets about what she did on the show or post-show. And then another person shows up to the event, Miranda. We all know who Miranda is, right? She was Taylor's ex-best friend and one of the OGs of Mom Talk. And of course, we know her from her being involved in the Swingergate, as I'm going to call it here. But Miranda got a divorce, and she is here to tell her side of the story. They really put her on, like, the girls that were there put her on the spot the moment she got there to ask about what happened. She says in this first episode that there was kissing and stuff, but not hooking up. Now we start to unpack that, and as each episode grows, and figure out some of that. It's a little bit of a lie, and by a little bit, I mean a lot of bit of a lie. But that being said, they put her on, and then Taylor arrives late, shocked to see Miranda, right? Shocked to see Miranda. And then we get a little bit of unpacking of Jen and Zach. That's been a few months of straight hell since Vegas. They're currently separated. She moved back to be part of Mom Talked. He had arrived in Utah. They moved to Utah, and then they moved to Arizona instead of New York. And then, but he has arrived now back in Utah because he said he messed up and he shouldn't have ever said what he said to her. And he wants to prove to her that he loves her and that he's a good husband and a father and wants to fight for her. I don't like this guy. I'm not a big Zach guy. And as each episode is unfolded in here, I become less and less of a Zach guy. She said, I want to fight for her. She says, I want to fight for the marriage, but she feels like she's been blaming herself for so many years. And it's the first time in her life that she wants to put her foot down and wants a partner to think of her before anything else. She said, if I want to go to Chippendales, I'm going to go. Apparently he's on a leave of absence from medical school and wants to move back in. His feelings for Mom Talk haven't changed at all. She tells him that she needs to think about this and wants him to keep the Arizona home and just leave him, and just him leaving medical school is not enough. Exactly. Like, you can't just show back up and be like, hey, I'm back. And a lot of this is like a lot of these people you're seeing are trying to make the most of this Mom Talk stuff, right? You know what I mean? It's blowing up. They're making millions of dollars off of this, right? Hey, I want to come back. I want to get a little piece of the pie. Let me get some of this TV money by being on the show a little bit more. But good for her kind of standing on business. But you know what I mean? Like, I kind of have some feelings about that. I like Jen. In my opinion, she's one of the good ones. I liked her from season one as well. So I'm interested to see what happens in throughout season two. There's some moments that we'll watch that I wasn't exactly fond of. But Dakota and Jennifer, so Dakota and Jennifer, apparently Dakota was lying about her and Jenna. Taylor is meeting with Jenna and get the full story. Remember, at the end of season one, we got the big old scandal of Dakota. Somebody had commented on the mysterious post about saying that she slept with Dakota. There was this whole thing. Did it happen? Did it happen? No, it didn't happen. And we kind of pick up with Jenna. We meet Jenna. Taylor's meeting with Jenna to get that full story. So what happened between Jenna and Dakota is really what we're trying to find out. Jenna shows up all smiles. Jennifer was looking at her like she was about to murder her, which is hilarious because at the end of the day, it's not really Jenna's fault what Dakota was or wasn't doing. But Jenna says, I got receipts. I got receipts here, right? So Jenna's showing her all the text messages and everything. She unpacked that they went to the park, hung out at her house, watched a movie. She says they did spend more than one night together. They never had sex, but they did more than just make out. Hand stuff was involved, but she is a Mormon. I like how she prefixed. I love the prefix of the idea of, hey, I'm a Mormon, so I didn't want to go all the way. But we did go some sort of way. You know what I mean? Like, that whole dynamic is, let's say he apologized about something one night and then went home and had sex with Jennifer that night after inviting Jenna over instead. Taylor. He said that all they did was kiss and stuff. Homeboy's cooked. He's cooked. He told Jenna that he was just trying to see Jennifer for clout. Hang on 1 second here. So this like Taylor, I keep on saying, I don't know why I had. Yeah, sorry. I had written down Jennifer for some reason. He came home and fucked Taylor that night after inviting Jenna over and she couldn't come over or whatever. And he told Jenna that he was just seeing Taylor for clout. and Taylor is not having it. She was pretty upset, rightfully so. Another one. I'm a fan of Taylor. There's some of these girls I'm 50-50 about, but Taylor was a big fan. There's a moment later on that we'll dive into that really pisses me off. But Whitney and Miranda are hanging out. Miranda's hosting a happy hour at her house to try to get to come back into mom talk, invited Whitney, which probably won't go over well, obviously. The ladies are heading to a haunted house. This was hilarious. This was like, I love the drama. I love the dynamic of all the drama. Like this world that we're sucked into, I'm sucked in. I'm invested. I'm all in. I'm going crazy. I have to watch every episode. When I finish an episode, I want to pick up another episode. But this was hilarious to me. I love the realness of these ladies doing just like real things that are outlandish. Not even outlandish, like haunted houses. The ladies talk about how Miranda's trying to come back into the fold. Everybody thinks that she wants the bag. I don't blame her, but also don't blame them for like questioning why she's trying to come back. But they want Taylor and Miranda to hash things before that they make her welcome back into the fold. Ketamine therapy is where Jen and Zach are. This was interesting to watch. Like, I guess it made him kind of reflect on the past a little bit. And she just said, I want to be happy again. She wants him to meet with Jesse and Demi to rekindle things. Dakota's moving out. He said he left things out because he didn't want to hurt her and delete messages. He said he wishes that he was honest, but it's too late. Well, bro, she's like, fuck off. Like, I don't understand. I just don't understand. Like, it's blows my mind. Also, can we talk about what's hilarious here? Every time like he popped up on our screen, it just said Dakota. It says Taylor's baby daddy under his name. And I died of hysterics. Like, it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. He said, I'm destroying everything in my life. Well, stop thinking with your dick, bro. That'll solve all the problems. He said he's going to fight for her. Okay, bro. Nobody cares. We get happy hour at Miranda's. Folks aren't happy to see Whitney. Everyone's making fun of Miranda, Whitney trying to bond with one another because they're on the outs. Jennifer doesn't hate the idea of Miranda joining the squad. Jen said she isn't sure about who she can trust because nobody was there for her during the whole Zach thing and she is struggling. Taylor arrived and they asked why she invited everyone over. And Miranda's saying that she is trying to make amends and her saying they just kissed Taylor. Taylor was furious here. Like, Taylor's like, no, fam. Like, no. This is where we transition into episode 2, the book of accountability. We pick up at happy hour. Taylor said, why now? Miranda said she's ready to make peace since her divorce. Miranda and her man threw Taylor straight under the bus, backed over her, and ran over her again. The ladies speak up saying they're not sure they can trust their intentions. But when he says she trusts them, like, she is petty Sue. And, like, the facial expressions of the ladies throughout this entire thing is probably what's gold to me. Like, these conversations, they're just like making some weird ass like faces, like or you get Michaela talking about them between things. Yeah. You know, Taylor had the sex dream about Chase and opened the door for him to try and say he had feelings for her, and she shut that shit down. Jesse said that she didn't think that they got to the bottom of the swinging sex scandal thing, so she's throwing a Halloween party and she is going to invite Chase. She invited Miranda and Chase to this party, which turned into a shit show. And we'll talk about that in a second here. The guys are fishing and reflecting on their dumb decisions. They cry about getting the death threats because of their dumb decisions. Death threats are not okay. I don't condone it, but stop making dumbass decisions. Jesse and Demi met with Zach. The ladies are shocked by him doing like a full 180 with his apology. And Zach is making the question the ladies' thoughts on how Jen is handling things. He brought up nobody was there for her. That pisses them off, saying that she was there for them. The lady said she was there. Text her, send her voice memos. This went from the ladies trying to get this apology from Zach to questioning everything that Jen has been doing or saying about their relationship, which is crazy.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Taylor's parents were invited to a cookout with the family and she isn't happy. This turned into like a therapy session. And let me tell you, this is one of the most maddening things I have ever seen in my entire life. They completely, like, Dakota fucked up. But like her dad was basically just trying to, her dad more or less called her a whore and said it was her fault that this unfolded the way that it did. And I'm just like, what? What just happened? I was blown away. I couldn't believe what I was watching. I genuinely could not believe what I was watching. Fuck him. Fuck Dakota. Fuck her dad. I felt bad for Taylor. And like her entire family sucks. I mean, outside of her sister, I think it was her sister who spoke up a little bit, and I give her props for that. But inviting him, bullshit. Bringing her in there and then chastising her, trying to put the blame on him, on her instead of him? Nah. We're not going to do that here. let's see here. Brett and Jordan are going to do a Chippendale dance at the Halloween party, which is fucking nuts. Jesse is messy. I'll be honest with you. Kind of love it. They plan on giving Jen a full-on lap dance, which is, I'm sure, going to end well. Let's see here. Jesse, Demi, Jen, and Zach all sit down and do a little kumbaya together about, you know, kind of what unfolded amongst them. And Demi isn't happy that Jen is always talking bad about Zach, and now she's on the defensive. Apparently, Zach didn't gamble the money of his parents sent for medical school, and Demi is mad because Jen lied to them. This whole thing was crazy. Jess calls her out for saying nobody was there, and yet she has text and voice memo proof. Marciano from Vanderpump Villa is brought up here about how there were some crazy things that unfolded with him. I was hoping there was going to be a little bit more here, but obviously I guess we get a little bit more later. She blamed him for being flirty, and it was nothing more than that, which wasn't true. I watched those episodes. That's not true. Jen wants Zach to dress as J-Lo and Ben, and his family said that they were his cousin. Apparently, like, Zach is cousins with Ben Affleck, but and she Jen has told everybody that, but apparently it might not be true. It is true. I don't understand. And then what makes this entire thing crazy, I guess they communicated with each other of who was dressing up as what for Halloween. And Zach and Jen were dressing up as Jen and J-Lo. J-Lo and Ben, not Ben-Lo. Ben-Lo, that could have been their nickname. But apparently, like, so Jesse and Jordan dressed up as Ben and J-Lo. Like, that was, it was crazy. Layla and Cam show up as NASCAR drivers. She brought her boyfriend around them, around Mom Talk for the first time. Jacob and Macy dressed up as Aaron Samuels and Regina George. I don't even, who is Aaron Samuels and Regina George? Oh, from Mean Girls. Oh, okay. I knew I missed that one. All right. Taylor is like dressed like a cat, I guess. She's kind of hot, to be honest with you guys. Let's see here. She isn't happy that Jesse's inviting Chase, Dakota, and Miranda to the party, all of which she's not getting along with. Miranda and Jake show up as the Krusty Krabs, which was actually hilarious. And then Zach and Jen show up as Ben Affleck, and they aren't happy that Jesse decided to do the same thing. Chase and Kate show up as Justin and Hailey Bieber. Dakota gets a hug from Chase, who is the guy who was smitten by his wife. That was whole weird. And Chase is the most loud, most obnoxious human being I've ever like witnessed in my entire life. Like, let's see here. They were talking back and forth. Chase said it was the lowest part of his life and was here out here adding her that they were singers. Chase is loud, and then like he was pointing at Taylor, pinging at Taylor, saying, you know, talking, he would like tell Taylor that she was the problem. So he kept pointing at her, and she came over. And I was like, hey, if you're gonna point at me, like, hello, you know what I'm saying? He said it was the lowest part of his life was her outing they were swingers, and she said, you sure about that? Dakota said, well, say what it was. And she says, I don't. He said, if you bring it up and then don't say it, she says, I do whatever the fuck I want to. Taylor, boss. Fucking boss. Love it. Chase won't own anything that he did. He switched his answer like right in front of them talking about the sex dream. Chase is like a gaslighter. This guy was literally on here to get his 3 seconds of fame, and it pissed me off to no end. Like, pissed me off to no end. And then Kate, his girlfriend, says, stop pointing your finger at Taylor. It's like disrespectful. Mad props for Kate to get in the middle of it in a way, but not totally get in the middle of it, if you know what I mean. Jesse said she may be regretting this guest list. Well, no. What did you think was going to happen with all these people here? Miranda threw out Chase, saying this wasn't supposed to happen. Dakota leaves too. Chase is being a dick. Chase's girlfriend, Kate, leaves. Chase is still running his trap, lightly touches Demi on his way out the door. She runs. Kate runs and tells Brett. Brett goes running. I mean, this dude was upstairs, and we watch him. She goes, hey, Chase just touched me. Like, you know, touched me. And that dude, and I give all the respect in the world to Brett, because it was like, I mean, that's what your reaction should be. Like, men, if you're watching this and you just, whether you're enjoying it like I do, because I enjoy it. Period. Okay. Period. I enjoy it. But if you're just watching because you're significant other or something, you're watching, you're just kind of watching in the backdrop or anything like this, let this be a learning lesson for you, that she says, hey, if your significant other says, hey, somebody just touched me, this is how you react. How Brett reacted in this moment was amazing. He went out there and got right in his face and said, did you fucking touch my wife? And first off, Taylor was basking in the glory. Yes. Thank you, Taylor. I loved, again, big fan of Taylor. Big Taylor fan here. Brett was like, he fucking just gets in his face and said, did you touch my wife? And he just snaps on his asses. And then Chase goes over to Demi and he tells him to apologize. He says, you better apologize to Demi. Oh, man. Or Jesse. Sorry, did he apologize to Jesse? And then Jordan, and then he's like kind of apologizing half-ass. And Jordan yells and said, no, take ownership for this. And he's apologized and he says, get the fuck out of here. Oh, man, this entire moment was awesome. The cops have arrived, which is hilarious. Jesse had said that they just moved into the neighborhood and were like, oh, God, these people are going to hate us. Demi and Jesse then have reconsidered the idea of the Chippendales, but they're rolling them out anyway. They sit Jen completely separate from everybody else. They knew what they were doing. And Zach was watching this entire time and was not thrilled. He was pissed. Pissed. This was about as awkward as expected. Zach was not happy. Let's see here. Michaela gets a story arc here that wasn't prepared for, I guess, in one way. But she's battling through some skin diseases, and then she talks about, she was younger, she was sexually abused, And then Halloween of 2015, she ended up going to her mom about it. She didn't, and her mom didn't believe her what was happening. And that's when she stopped telling people. The world's worst feeling, nobody believing you. Like this, like we see her later go to, you know, therapy. And to me, was such an impactful moment to kind of watch. Because her, you know, her therapist was kind of trying to break it down to her. And she's like, you have to take that power back from your mom and the fear of bringing it up and keeping it down. And her therapist says, look at me, you know, kind of pretend I'm that guy or pretend I'm your mom. Just you, tell me what you want to tell them if they're sitting here in front of you. I can't imagine in a million years what this like. It just blew my mind. I can actually feel, you know, Michaela, I felt empathy for her. I've been there, done that. It's not a great feeling. But yeah, all the love in the world to Michaela out there. Zach and Jen are talking about what unfolded in Demi and Jesse. He said he felt like it was a comedy act, the whole Chippendales thing, and he wasn't thrilled by it. He said it was toxic and he's not sure he wants mom talk around his family. Apparently he took the frustration out on Jen after the party. I am not shocked at all. Instead of being mad at the person that you're supposed to be mad at, you take it out on your significant other, which is something that you continuously do, bro. She's trying to talk. He keeps interrupting her. He gets up and said he's not going to get twisted again. And he said he's not going to have this conversation about her crazy ass friends and walks away. This guy is an asshole. Don't like Zach, continue not to like Zach. Whitney is in labor. They had a baby boy, super cute. Miranda's trying to squeeze into Mime Talk and talking to Jen about things with their kids. We get more Vanderpump Villa. Jen was judging Demi for how she was flirting with everybody. And then we finally get the truth. So, Taylor and Miranda are sitting there talking, and Miranda's continuously downplaying that they just were just kissing. So Taylor goes, I'm going to list the things that they did. She said they had sex in the shower with their husbands. Also had sex in the bed at the same time. They would blindfold each other and had sex and had to guess which husband was kissing them. Another night there was four husbands and just them two. They would put on skimpy little outfits. They got drunk and were climbing on top of each other, making out, and did other things. And then Miranda, we get a montage of Taylor saying this. Miranda sitting there, I guess, listening to this. And then her saying, Miranda said Taylor isn't wrong. Well, what is it, Miranda? Which one is it? Own it? Don't own it? Tell us which one it is. Miranda wants to settle things once and for all. Taylor said she wants to be on the same page with them, taking accountability that there was more than just kissing. We see Whitney get the 411 about what unfolded at the Halloween party, and she goes, I think I want to go back to mom talk. Of course you do. And then episode 3 ends with Jen being 10 days late, taking a pregnancy test, which will surely be a good way to fix this marriage. She starts to break down, and yes, she is in fact pregnant. What are we doing here, guys? What are we doing? This guy's the worst. Zach is the worst, and now we're pregnant with another baby from Zach. It pisses me off. It makes me mad. I like Jen, and I'm disappointed all in the same conversation. And that's the first 3 episodes. That's what we got in the first 3 episodes was crazy. We got a lot more to unpack in this season of The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, and we're going to be breaking down more and more of it. I'm sad. I want Jen to be better. Make better decisions here. You know what I mean? Make better decisions here, especially about your men. Some of these guys on this show are terrible, except for Brett. I like Brett. His name's Brett, right? Brett, yeah. I don't know, man. Brett, there he is. I like Brett. Demi's husband. It was Demi. I got him mixed up, guys. I'm getting names mixed up. I'm trying to get him not mixed up. But yeah, I am enamored, excited, and ready to dive into more of The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. This was the breakdown of season 2, episodes 1, 2, and 3. I'll be back breaking down episodes 4, 5, and 6 very, very soon. Thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of Love and Reality Podcast. I will be back soon.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.